I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hope days. Sky is blue. The sun is out. It's just gorgeous out. Please don't get too hot today, hump day. Thank you. It's time for the news, everybody. Let's go.
The Radio Alice reports.
Super Gecko Muscle.
Super Gecko Muscle.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Good job, Fremont Bank. Thank you.
Should be a sunny, nice day. So there's that. I also wanted to mention that today is Redhead Appreciation Day. So if you have a redhead in your life.
I do. Several.
Jane, I believe you'll want to text Ed, you know,
your
boy.
Oh, yes, your special redhead, right? Mm-hmm. Your ginger. Mm-hmm.
But today is a day to appreciate a redhead in your life. So there you go, everyone. National Redhead Appreciation Day is September 23rd.
I wonder if all the redheads get like a memo on that. Like, are they going to know that it's their day, or does someone who's heard of this have to text like, you know, like a
I don't know. You know, to me, I've heard people, you know, there are people who talk badly about redheads. And yet I always thought, first of all, I think it's, on women, it's a super hot look, and I always thought it's very unique. You know, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a redhead, but you know, I've heard things like, "Oh, redheads, they're crazy," or what's that term about
fire crotch?
No, red in the head, hot in bed. Red.
There's a lot of different sayings. Anyway,
yeah,
I would just be glad because man, you're one in a million, aren't you?
Yeah, there aren't that many. There's certainly like a true flaming redhead. Not that common.
Right. Anyway, moving on. More people are working from home, and a lot of the time that means longer hours because of lower productivity. I think every parent is dealing with this in different mm-hmm. ways. You find yourself, I know the missus has dealt with this and had to lock people out. Because it's just, you can't come in here right now, you know?
Right.
So what people are dealing with is profoundly difficult when you are dealing with your coworkers, and they're like, what do I hear in the background?
You know, people are cutting each other some slack right now, too.
You hope?
I mean, you do hope. I mean, there comes a time when you're like, okay, listen, you need a Velcro suit and a room and a Velcro walled room for that kid because... we're not getting anything done.
Right. According to the survey, the top three things that people blame on their lack of productivity includes the other people in the home, the distractions at home, and not having the right tools or equipment, which every one of those things has come into play for me, no doubt.
Yep.
Even though we're less productive, though, almost 80% of people think, yeah, I can keep doing this for as long as I need to.
That is so true. I was just thinking, I'm like, yeah, it's not perfect, but I really like it. Oh.
Survey also found 6 out of 10 people say one of the biggest things they miss about being in the office is being able to print personal stuff on the company printer. That is very strange. Printers aren't that expensive, everyone.
They're not.
I know
and
that.
What are you,
you know,
printing?
Money,
who's printing anything?
Money can be tight, but that's a weird thing to miss about work. Yes.
Jane popping her head in here. She's texting Ed right now.
Oh, well, yes. She should. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a black heart. That's nice of her. Oh. I'll take that as a positive sign. I mean, it should, right?
She was happy for the reminder. Black heart is what she sends. She likes to. She doesn't really send like the red heart. She sends the little vampirus emoji, and she sends
oh
the black
my
heart.
God, I never got the vampirus. That is hurtful.
That's our special thing. Maybe
that's
she
a hurtful thing you just said there.
She also does the goth ghost. That's you know, those are her emojis. Oh boy, who is that? Which one of the little children on the show is that?
That's not my house.
That's a super gecko. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Super gecko motto. You got to get her saying fast facts and, you know.
Oh, I'd love a little audio of her if you can get her to introduce any of my stuff. That'd be great.
You know how that goes, Vin, asking for things on demand.
Just start saying it all the time and she'll start doing it.
You got to record it. There's no way she could come in and be an announcer. Like, I'd love to have her standing in the corner with a microphone and you just point to her when it's time. But
3-year-olds, not cooperative.
I do know how that goes. But if you can get audio, that'd be great.
Fast facts. I'll give it a shot.
All right. So this story, I used the word kidnapping, which, you know, you fear that's a kid that's being kidnapped because of the term. It's in the term. It's right there. Kidnapping.
It's a kid.
Right. You don't think of a car salesman, but here's your story.
Okay.
A 43-year-old guy named Caleb Gibson from Centerville, Utah, over the weekend, went to a car dealership and took a test drive. When the car salesman told him, okay, it's time to wrap it up and head back to the dealership, Caleb said, no. He got on the freeway and did 100 miles per hour, then cranked the radio so the 911 dispatcher couldn't hear the car salesman screaming for help. Eventually, the Utah Highway Patrol spotted the car and got Caleb to pull over. He tried to pin the whole thing on the car salesman, but it turns out Caleb has a long criminal history.
Oh, boy.
And his excuse didn't work, so he was arrested for kidnapping. I want to ask you, because as I read the story, I thought, that's a guy who wants to go back to jail, right?
It does seem like drop the dude off if you're trying to make a getaway. Like,
what is
the
point of any of that?
And he let him call. He let him call on the phone.
I'm looking to go back to jail. It's got to be it.
It's got to be, Vin. For some people, maybe jail is where it's happening. I don't know. I've never been to jail. I feel like it's not happening there, but what do I know? I don't want to try it. I'll tell you what. I'll take my chances on the outside.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want, no thanks.
We don't want no trouble.
Right. I got a couple nerd news stories for you. I know you're a big fan of the nerd news, so one of them is thank you. It's nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
By the way, I just had an absolute trigger in my head because a guy from Revenge of the Nerds weirdly was in, you know what we watched the other night?
What?
Risky Business. Have you seen that?
What a great movie.
In a million years?
No, I've probably seen it in the last 10. I think we played it for our kids a few years back.
Oh my God, it's so racy.
Well, they're like 15, 16 years old
okay,
at that
right.
point, you know. Yeah,
I've forgotten it's racy. How incredibly yeah. provocative that yeah. whole movie is.
Oh, like, he does that hooker on a train, right? Or something?
Well, one of the times, and right. another time, the first time, in fact, it's such a weird dream sequence as the door flings open and wind blows in and there seems like there's smoke. And then he pulls her clothes up. It's Rebecca De Mornay, fully side view naked.
Yeah.
And smoking hot, by the way.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, well, you know what comes next. I don't have to tell you. And
I am a grown woman. I do know about that stuff.
Oh, anyway, I was really like, hot, wow, man. That is kind of hot.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a really good movie. I, you know, it's cheesy at times.
And man, Tom Cruise is like a baby in that movie. Weirdly, one of the kids who plays his friends ends up in the revenge. Back to my story. I'm so sorry.
That's quite all right.
it's worth a watch. You'd be surprised. It's actually...
No, I wouldn't say it's an all-time favorite, but it's definitely one of those movies.
Although, Hot Hookers, I mean, really?
Well, look, it's, you know...
Really?
You liked The American, and he was going to town on that one hooker. I was like, oh, George.
I've tried to tell you and explain that to you a million times.
She's a hooker, Vin.
And he wants to tell her that he accepts her for who she is and is willing to go all the places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's go to the doctors first, if we could. I just feel like that's giving. That's really giving a little too much to the hooker.
Back to the nerd news.
Okay.
Astronomers may have found signs of life on Venus. You may have heard this. The surface of Venus is about 800 degrees, which is too hot to survive, but it's more like 80 degrees way up in the clouds, and they found signs of phosphine gas, which is usually created by living organisms, and so they believe there might have been life on Venus.
Oh, so exciting.
Is it?
Yeah. Remember, we talked about this last week. It's like if there's life on it, or the way to prove that there was life on another planet in our solar system, then it's just rampant. There's life everywhere.
Here's a survey that goes a little aside to that part of the story. The question was asked, are there aliens out there?
Of course there are.
You may have heard scientists finding about the possibility of life on Venus last week. So a new survey asked Americans, do you believe basic life forms exist on other planets in our solar system?
Oh, in our solar system?
Yeah, I mean, is there
I think probably not.
On Uranus right now saying to himself, I wonder if there's anyone out there.
Yeah.
Are we the only ones here on Uranus?
You did this whole story just so you could say Uranus, didn't
you? No, that's not true. I'm just trying to say.
I'm thinking I've got your number, buddy.
As you sit here questioning whether there's someone out there, is someone on Uranus questioning whether we're out there?
There it is again.
Right.
You know, probably. Uranus does have a lot of questions, man. Raises a lot of questions, too.
Almost half of people say, yeah, there's other planets. There's basic life forms on other planets in our solar system. Yes. 47% say yes.
In our solar system?
Yes.
47%?
Yes.
I don't know about that. But, okay. I'm glad to hear that. That's certainly a decent stat compared to people who, I don't know who the baseline people were that they were looking at, but don't most people not believe that there's life in the universe? Thought that was always the thing.
Well, but now with this new finding, maybe people have changed their mind and they do want to believe that. I mean, how selfish of us to believe that here we are sitting on Earth and we're the only ones and there's no possibility that there's a guy on Uranus.
Okay. Boy, you are 9 years old. But I'm glad you're having fun.
With the same question. I'm sorry. I just
thought
of something funny.
I'm enjoying it. It's really... It's super entertaining. Keep it going.
I better move on. All right.
What's up to you?
One last nerd story for you, if I could. Would you have technology implanted in your body if it would improve your life?
Yes.
Essentially becoming a cyborg?
Yes.
A poll done in Europe found 63% of people would say yes. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I want that.
Neuralink.
Yeah, Neuralink. I want that. Mm-hmm.
You don't want that, you liar.
Listen, I'm afraid we get some dementia in my family, and you know, every time I misplace my keys, which I don't even use. I don't even know why I'm looking for them. I haven't driven in months. Then I'm just sure it's going to happen to me. And if Neuralink can save me, I'm in.
It's good occasionally to take stock of the important things in life, like where the hell are those car keys? There's nothing wrong with that.
That's
the wallet's often a good idea. Like, you know,
let me just see if I can find that. I know I don't need it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, you know, you may have that somewhere in your life, but you also have an 80-year-old dad who just beat up COVID-19, still crushes a 12er of Bud a day.
He doesn't do that. You're just
fishes regularly off his luxury yacht there in Florida. So,
wow, they are living quite the life in their imagination.
At 80 and up to all that?
Yep, he's not doing that, but
go
yes.
Gentry, way to flex.
Oh, thank you.
I love that pile of crushed cans in the corner of the boat, you know, after he finishes.
Sure. On his luxury yacht. I'm sure one of the crew members will come and get that and bring him a new bud.
With one hand.
In his kung fu grip.
Right.
Yep. That's my dad.
Go Gentry. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
415 says, yep, Risky Business was actually quite artsy for a teenage herpes flick. What? All right. Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is in Risky Business. Yeah, I saw the guy and thought, wow. You know, what a trip that Tom Cruise has outlasted every person in Hollywood of all time.
And is still, like, not just outlasted them, still a major action star.
Yeah, like fully viable. Anything he puts out crushes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That guy just wanted three hots and a cot. Yeah, I feel like he there's something in jail he needed to get to.
Yeah, clearly. Hope he goes to the jail he wants to go to. That'd be the thing. It'd be nice if every time you went to jail, they put you in a different jail. Because then you couldn't just, like, jump back into the hierarchy there. You'd have to make all new friends, be all new bitches, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then people wouldn't be so eager to get back there, you know?
I really can't say I know anything about prison culture, but...
It's best that we don't. You're right.
Right. 925 says, hey, I'm a redhead, and I've never heard about an appreciation day for us. Yay me!
Yeah, I'm gonna write to my nieces and my...
Oh, right.
My brother-in-law.
All right, good. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.